The resurrection, the feast of first fruits, and the blood moon. All things coming together in preparation for the end. Don't miss it. Call a friend. You may already see we're on the camera. If you're on a radio station, you may want to cut on your your internet. And watch us go to front page and click on Open Bible Dialogue. We'll be right there. I'll be back in a moment.
He's coming. The sleeping shall
He is risen, my dear friend. The Son of God is risen indeed. And all around us are evident signs that we are in the time of the end. Welcome to this new beginning, this celebration today, being on camera around the world, all the way into every country of the world. Australia, South Africa, up in Russia, throughout England, in South America, in the southern African countries. Oh, what a joy, friend. What a joy. Well, you can see I'm here. We are not using the right camera today. We're using a small camera that sits right here on the computer. You'll see our sanctuary in the background. You'll see this, the beautiful, beautiful window at the back of our choir and the pulpit, stained glass, beautiful glass. You'll see three things that are very central to this church. Looking through that door, which goes right from my office, you see the altar, you see the pulpit, and you see the stained glass window where the cross hangs. Can't see the cross. The never did this before. Never thought about it, really, how central it is to everything we are. Well, I thought about that, but not to the program. And I want you to understand that the altar and the pulpit and the cross are central to Paul Creek Ministry. That's what we're all about. We're here to consecrate ourselves and lead you to consecration. If you don't stay in an altar, you cannot be partakers of the things of God. You must learn that the altar is not where you get saved. It's where you live as a Christian. It's where you continue to go for the grace that Christ gives. In that pulpit, that's the center of our church where the gospel is preached. The Word of God is central to us. That's why we do Open Bible Dialogue, to bring you the Word of God. And then the cross. I'm telling you, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. So from now on the broadcast, you'll see a time, occasionally, we won't use this camera a lot, but we'll use it enough for you to see into the sanctuary and see that altar and see that pulpit and see that stained glass window where the cross hangs. I really believe we've got to keep that central more than ever before. Now, talking today about the risen Savior, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it marvelous to celebrate that he's alive? And not just one Sunday a year, but all the time we celebrate he's alive. He's alive, and he's coming again. Well, the Feast of First Fruits is just the Old Testament, the Feast of Jehovah, and the Feast of First Fruits, one of the seven, is just a central preparation, a central celebration, really, in the Jewish mind and in the mind of God of the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's really beautiful to consider that the Feast of First Fruits of the Jewish thinking is really central to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a type of the resurrection. It was a type of the resurrection. And now here has come the blood moons that I think you can easily make too much out of. But they're not insignificant. In fact, nothing in God's universe is insignificant. I want you to understand, nothing in God's universe, nothing that happens, nothing politically, nothing economically, nothing educationally, nothing in the realm of the business world, nothing in the realm of wars and rumors of wars, all of this is in preparation for the end time. The coming of the Lord is at the door. I said the coming of the Lord is at the door. Now today, I want to get, since this is such a celebration, this first broadcast on the camera, the first telecast, I guess you would call it, rather than broadcast. It's actually a telecast. OBT instead of OBD. Well, I'm not sure we're going to rename it, but that's a possibility. OBT, Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible, well, OBD is dialogue rather than broadcast, but Open Bible Dialogue Telecast. Well, it's a joy to bring it to you wherever you are. And we know we're heard in all the countries of the world. I hear from just about every one of them. And I am so grateful. All the glory goes to the Lord. It doesn't go to this preacher. This is the 41st year on this broadcast. We started just radio, moved to other stations, and then we, of course, went on internet and now on the camera. And so we just have evolved as the internet. And all the technologies have advanced. We've tried to move with them and just be a part of what God is doing. We call this the Romans Road. Jesus walked the Romans Road, the Roman culture had built, and he used it to proclaim the glorious message. Well, that's great. I love that. I really do. Well, it's a joy to come to you today. Now, again, I want to give you a copy of this celebration, this Open Bible Dialogue telecast. I want to give you a copy of the CD. Now, you can purchase the DVD. You see, we've never had DVDs of the broadcast before, but now we have them, and we are grateful. And you know, we just want to come to you and bless you and change lives of the unconverted and lead the believer into a deeper devotion until you really become an old-fashioned believer, walking in the fear of God and His grace. Let's go to the book of Joel so we can take a moment and tie this blood moon idea to the hour in which we are living. It says in Joel chapter 2 and verse 30, "And I will show wonders in the heavens above and in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor or pillars of smoke," Joel said, "pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come." Now, what's amazing is that Peter quoted this in the book of Acts. Peter quoted this on the day of Pentecost. And that was the Feast of Pentecost. That came 50 days after the Feast of First Fruits. The Feast of First Fruits was on a Sunday, and then our first day of the week, but to us, Sunday. And then 7 weeks later, and then another Sunday. So there were 8 Sundays and 7 weeks, and then the day of Pentecost came. See how beautiful God harmonizes everything in His Bible? I mean, those are the feasts, the Feast of Jehovah, they're called in the Old Testament. And they harmonize perfectly with the Bible. Now, let me cut my volume down a little bit. I look a little bit too high for me. We'll open the lines for you to call. We want this to be a really special broadcast. We really do. Well, I won't have to look at me no longer now for a little while because I want to go on the internet and get your messages, your questions. And I want you to get your phone, 1-800-338-7884, and then 704-391-0588. Now, those are our two numbers. One's a toll-free, 1-800-338-7884. One is local. Everybody around this area, please use that, 704-391-0588. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, be patient with me today. I've got a brand new computer, big old whopper sitting here in front of me, 27-inch screen, but it's a little terrorizing. It's kind of big for this old man, and I got to get used to it. And then I have to go to 2 different windows to get your emails because some come in on one window and some on another. And so you give me an email to bring your question about the blood moon, about the resurrection, about the feast of first fruits, and how they harmonize together. I want to go read in Acts chapter 2 about the same scripture that Joel quoted, and Peter quotes him. Joel wrote, really, by the Holy Ghost, and then Peter quoted him. Let me read it to you. Very powerful when you see how all the Bible harmonizes together. God's word is perfect. And he said, "And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in earth beneath, blood and fire and pillars of vapors of smoke." Joel said pillars. Peter said vapors. Same thing. Same thing. "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day." The great and terrible day, notable day of the Lord come. Well, the Lord is coming. And so what's happening with the moon has to be biblical. What's happening with the sun, the sunspots, the incredible things happening relative to the sun. And then the animals all over the world, fish in the sea, birds from the sky, animals on the earth, falling dead by the tens of millions. The tens of millions. And then you have the war in the Middle East, and you have Russia now marching on the Ukraine and getting ready. I mean, Russia is talking, vicious. They're talking vicious. They're getting ready to move. And when they move, they'll come right down south toward Israel. And that's where they will be stopped, in the mountains of Israel. I promise you, they will be stopped in the mountains of Israel. Now, all of this just goes together. It really does. Now, we'll have a lot of capacity here. We'll be able to take your calls with Skype from anywhere in the world, and you'll come right on the screen with me. I'll have to put you over in a corner so I can continue the other things, but I'll see you, and everybody will see you. We'll be able to play some good DVD music in the opening and closing. We'll be sharing some things that people send me by email. If they are from a camera, we can bring them in and make them a part. But that's all going to take some time. So give me some weeks, will you? I mean, I got a lot to learn. I'm not a TV personality. In fact, I don't really want to be. I just want to be your friend and bring you wonderful things, okay? I want to be a blessing to you. Now, I'm busy. I'm here in my office, my studio. Both together, and I have to move between my copier. I have to move toward my volume control, which also has the control of telephone calls coming in. I have to go to my telephone, so I'm busy. But I'm here to show you the beauty of this broadcast and to talk personally with you and by the grace of God to be a blessing. That's really what I want to do. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. Your video looks great. Hey, that's from Ohio. Your video looks great. Now, this is not the right video. This is a little bit cheesy. We've got one over here on the wall. They've got to get the right software. They had what they thought was right, but it wouldn't go together. And then it'll be much better. But this is, not bad. I agree that myself. Thank you, Roger. God bless your heart. Now, wherever you're at, let's hear from you. Anywhere you are, I'm here to hear from you. Praise the Lord for providing this broadcast. Hey, I like that. Praise the Lord for providing this broadcast. Now, you, anywhere you are, let me hear from you. Great. Here's someone, Kenneth. Great. Nothing is more important than salvation. Hey, isn't that wonderful? We did it. We really did it. You are seeing us. I was waiting for that first email to say you were seeing us. I'm telling you, I've been through one terrible week. You're not going to believe it, and I'm not going to try to tell you about it because it's all worth it to me. It really is worth it to me because I just want to be a blessing. Now, you heard the word. This whole thing with the blood moon, maybe, yes. Does it set dates? No. You don't set dates with nothing. Is it connected? Well, it appears to often appear at very strategic times to the nation of Israel. And I understand that because God is concerned about Israel. He has angels on the walls over there. Did you know that? You wonder why the enemy cannot defeat Israel and why they won every battle all the way back to 1948? I'll tell you why. There's angels fighting for them. There's the God up in heaven that has the picture of it all. And I'm here to tell you, friend, you can depend on the mighty God who we serve. Now, I got to change here. Go to a different window. Let me hear from you now. The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I want you to call and tell me what you think. Hey, down in the East, the WSTS, up in Ohio, up in, you know, Virginia, and those and place up there in West Virginia and Virginia, wherever you're hearing us, wherever you're seeing us on video. And if you're hearing us and you don't see us, go get your internet and hear us on your radio and watch us on your internet. And by the way, you can enlarge the screen on your internet. If you'll take your left finger and go over there to that last button on the left down at the bottom, it's actually called Control. You mash that, and you take this, which is, as you know, the what do you call this thing? Can't even say it all of a sudden. And you take that roll right there, and you roll it forward, and it will enlarge your screen to see this broadcast. Okay? You go backwards if you want to make it smaller. You could roll it too high, and it would distort. If you do that, you just back it up a little bit. You have to hold the control button and go up or down to either enlarge or to make it smaller, okay? So I want you to be comfortable with what you're watching so you can see it good. You can actually cover the whole screen of your internet. If you've got a big one like mine, that would be too big, and you wouldn't even want to look at me that big because I'm not really that big of a guy. I only weigh about 180, and that's pretty solid. It's not fatty, you know. I'm trying to keep good health because I want to preach till Jesus comes. I really do. I want to preach till Jesus comes. Well, let's talk about the resurrection. Did you know that Jesus is called in the Bible the first fruits of the resurrection? I'm preaching in the morning on the sovereign resurrection and the blood moon. That's in the morning here in the sanctuary. Everybody ought to hear that sermon. I tell you what, when I go to preaching about the resurrection, the cross and the resurrection, I am one happy fella. I am one happy preacher. I love to preach about the cross. I did that last week, and I thought it was a marvelous sermon. We meant to put it up on the internet this week. By the way, video, DVD, it will go up probably Tuesday of this coming week, and you'll see the sermon in the sanctuary. And we'll be doing that probably about every week, or at least every other week, and get our sermons out and send them all the way around the globe. And that's what I love. Did you know you could take a little, mine is an Apple. Some people have an iPod, and I don't know. There's so many different ones. I don't keep up with that. But this software that we have in this new computer is supposed to transfer this message on the fly to whatever you have in your hand. So anywhere you are, someone this morning, I said, you need to listen. He said, I got to go somewhere. I'll be in my car. I said, you have a smartphone? He said, yes. I said, you can get it on the smartphone. I can't wait this afternoon when it's archived to see it on my smartphone. I really can't. I'm excited. Are you excited? Are you glad? Hey, if you are, I want you to be my partner. I'm telling you, we're moving into a realm that I'm going to have about three times as many partners as I've ever had before. And you're going to have to get on the stick and be a part of this. I mean, if you're going to enjoy it, you got to be a part of it. Very, very important. Well, I got a lot of messages here. Hey, give me a call. I want to hear from you. Let's take one here. Let's see. This is first. This window is not right yet. And I'll get that fixed this week. And it'll be much easier for me. Here we go. I see you. God bless you. Alan Church. Thank you, Alan. God bless your heart. Now, I don't know how to get rid of you. How do I go back? Now, this brand new, I didn't get a chance to really get into this. Here's the question, I think. Let me try to get this. I'm having to click on these double. This is all new for me, but we can fix that, and we'll do that next week, okay? Somebody's got to help me now. Come on. I understand that Jesus is God, but did he have to die? And how do you know he is risen? Wow, what a question. Did he have to die? Well, no, he didn't have to die, but he had to die if you got saved. He had to die if his blood was going to wash you from your sins. He had to die for those Old Testament Christians that were still in Abraham's bosom and couldn't get out of there until Jesus came after he was crucified on the cross. Yes, in the mind of God, in the mind of Christ, in the mind of the Bible, in the great reality and revelations of God, he had to die. He didn't have to die in the sense that he did it. It's the fact that because God had said it and it was all in the revelation of God, he did. Yes, he had to die. He had to die as the next of kin to the Father. It had to be a divine death. It had to be the death of a person with whom there was no Adamic nature and no committed sin. He was spotless. He was pure. He was pure as when he was born. He was pure as he was when he was filled with the Father in the heavenly city. I mean, that's how pure he was. Now, do you know he was risen? Friend, nobody doubts he was risen. I read something yesterday that was kind of neat by one of the people that was part of the Richard Nixon time when all the lying went on and finally Richard Nixon resigned as president. And this particular man said that 12 men had watched Jesus die, saw him resurrected, and for 43 years they preached. Every one of them were either crucified or in some way killed. They died vicious deaths. They never recanted. They never shivered. They never showed one moment of doubt. Now, 43 grown men can be faithful to this risen Lord whom they saw after he was risen and never waver. Boy, that's about the best proof. And then he went on to say, there was 12 of us in this Watergate problem, and we couldn't even keep alive for a week. If we couldn't keep alive for a week, 12 of us, then how could 12 of them have kept alive all their life? Well, we know he rose. Even history proves that. Nobody can doubt it that has a speck of respect for truth and for reality. Yes, he died. I've had my phone in my hand. I do that sometimes. I won't tell you some of the things that I have done because you'd laugh at me, and I don't want you to do that. Here's another about the resurrection. Let's see what this question is. Hey, are you calling? Do I have any lines waiting on me? 1-7-0. Yeah, if you're long distance. 1-704-391-0588. 1-704-391-0588. But the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. Everywhere you are, I want to hear from you. I want calls. I want to see if that works also today. Because when I came in here this morning, I had to do I don't know how many things to get everything working. Even my hearing phones had been burnt out through the week being used in here somehow with these people that were doing. Maybe I did it. I don't know. I'm not putting the blame on nobody. But I had to go find a set of earphones. I'm going to buy me some new ones this week. Maybe somebody out there would send me a few dollars to help me. How about that? Where did Jesus go when he died? Did he go to hell? He went to hell. Now, they put his body in a grave, but in his spirit and soul, he went into the very heart of the earth where Abraham's bosom was and appeared to all the Old Testament Christians that had died and that were waiting in Abraham's bosom for the crucifixion and the resurrection. They could not leave what was called upper hell, or Abraham's bosom, or Sheol. They couldn't leave it until Jesus died and was resurrected. And so when Jesus came out of the grave, they came out of that place called Sheol, or upper hell. They came out of that place and ascended to heaven. And some of them even were resurrected and had their bodies and were seen on the streets and in the city of Jerusalem. Now, boy, that would have been a sight. In fact, I kindly wonder if that might not happen again when Jesus comes the rapture, that many of us might be allowed with our new bodies to walk down the street, to go to one of our grandsons or granddaughters or to a son or daughter or to anybody that we know wasn't ready. Do the Mormons believe he went to America to preach? I don't know what they believe. I really can't answer that one. Somebody else will have to answer that. I have no idea. I really have no idea. All right, let's go back over here if we can. Well, I knew I'd do that. I do it every once in a while. I lose things, but here I am. I'm back. I'm okay. I'm not going nowhere. All right, here's an OBD. Well, I'm getting a lot of OBDs. Well, that's good. Thank you. all over the place out there. Let me hear from you. And let's have some phone calls now. I want you on the line with me to let me know if you're hearing or seeing. And I can't get this to come up. Come on. You got it. Good luck. Not luck now, friend. Oh, no. He didn't say good luck. And God got good audio and video. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, friend. Thank you. Bless your heart. I tell you what, I am so excited that so many of you, dear pastor, this comes from Texas. Glad always to hear from Texas. We can see you and our church so beautiful. God's true church is awesome. He is risen indeed. Thank you, Elaine. Isn't that beautiful to look in there and see that sanctuary, to see the altar? You see, when I come out of my sanctuary, out of my altar, I should say it is the sanctuary, by the way. I come out of my office, my study, really, and head to church. I see the altar. I see the pulpit. And then right to my right, you can't see it, I see that big cross that hangs on that beautiful stained glass window. Hey, that stained glass window is 20 some feet high and 20 some feet wide, and I built every stick of it. I started right on the ground, laid it out, got it perfect and built it straight up. It took me days. It took me weeks. The stained glass in those windows, it literally took 1,100. Now listen to this, 1,100 and some pieces of molding, 1,100 and some pieces of molding to put in that stained glass in the frame. That was a job, but it is beautiful. You just need to come tomorrow and hear me preach this special sermon now. I want you to hear this, the resurrection and the blood moon. Tomorrow. Now, I'll do a lot dealing with the blood moon tomorrow because I think that's significant. Now, it's not as big as many will make it. It don't set dates. All it does is tell us the heavens above, the earth beneath, throughout this world, everything is in harmony for God's will. Everything is in harmony for God's will. Nothing is going to happen that doesn't fit God's plan. You can believe it. And you can know it. Here's a question. I love to take questions. I think I have calls awaiting. Let me see here. Yes, I do. Let's take one of them. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, Pastor Chambers.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to, don't have a question for you, but I just wanted to call and let you know the broadcast is coming through great. We're loving watching the videos.
Is the video really good?
Oh, it's awesome.
You do understand this is the cheesy one. It's just a little small video sets up on the phone, on the computer. But I've got one over on the wall here that costs megabucks. And it will be connected with a special software program that enhances it. It'll be equal to anything you'll ever see on a television set. And it shall, I believe, these guys that get it together, these are the computer people that all of this was purchased from, they'll get it together by next Saturday, and it'll even be better.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Plus, it won't be on top of me. It'll be off at a little distance, and I'll have a little more mobility room.
Well, it's awesome. We're all sitting in the living room just enjoying watching it, and it's definitely great.
Hey, love to all of you. Every one of you. Love, especially to Emma today. Hey, Emma. Bless your heart. And God bless all of you. I love you dearly, okay? Now give us a call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And send an email, and we'll do our best to help you. Now, I want to talk a minute. I want to get your attention. We heard, you understand, we heard all over the world, all over the globe. There's nowhere that you can't get us if you've got a little iPod, or a little smartphone, or you've got a computer. Well, this is like a computer. Nowhere. Nowhere. And many people go to what they call these internet cafes. If they don't have a cell phone or that's a smartphone, or they don't have an internet in their home, they go to what they call internet cafes. When I was in Iraq the last time, about 10 years ago, I went to one of them on Sunday. I'm sorry, not on Saturday, on Saturday, and watched the broadcast on an internet in Baghdad, Iraq, because it was being aired right there live, just like it is here in Charlotte, just like it is in Texas, or anywhere you are. But what's amazing to me is these little things will pick it up. Is there anybody out there watching me on an iPod or one of these little smartphones? If there is, I want to hear from you. I want to know if you're seeing the video and it's coming into that clear. I really do. So somebody out there, let me hear from you. You are very important. And let's take this question before I forget it. Shouldn't we focus more on repentance, trust in Christ, and remembering why he went to the cross rather than trying to guess when he will come back? That's not a bad question, but a little bit trying to me. We should focus very much on the cross and repentance. You know I do that. Great. Hey, I want to preach the cross and the repentance and call you to Christ and get you to turn from your sins. And the multitude of you out there who say you're saved, but you don't live like it. Well, the Bible says you know a tree by the fruit it bears. So if you don't live like it, you're not. It's just that simple. So quit claiming something that you don't live. And go somewhere and just find you an altar. Get on your face, on your knees, or sit down if you're so old you can't kneel, and pray till God saves you. Till something happens inside of you that there's a witness of Christ, a witness of the Holy Spirit. That's very important. And I emphasize that because of this question. But you know I do it anyway. Now, should we be concerned about when Christ is coming? Well, the New Testament church was. They were constantly looking for him. The Bible said, unto them that look for him shall he return. Unto them that if you're not looking, you're not going. It's just that simple. I mean, that's what he said. I didn't say it. I'm just a mailman. I'm just bringing you the mail, the great master's mail. That's the Bible. And so I tell you what the Bible said because I don't dare tell you anything else. That's what the Bible said, and that settles it. That settles it. So remember that, okay? Yes, we should focus on being saved and all the business of salvation. Let me take a phone call here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Press a scroll key or the first three letters of the name.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Wait. What's going on here? I'd get rid of that one. What was that? Somebody, I guess, wanted to shake me up. Well, they didn't shake me up. I'm not going to be bothered that easily. I promise you. Give us a call. I really want to hear from you. I really do. I really do. This says, on the Internet Explorer toolbar, click on View and then go up to 100 or 150. All right, I don't know anything about that, but I'm telling you, Internet Explorer toolbar, click on View and then go up to 100 or 150%. And, of course, remember what I said. That's how I do it. That's probably a better way. But I go in the back door a lot of times with my computer since I don't know the front doors. And I just mash on Control and take this and take that little roll there and roll it forward, and it just enlarges. So if you want to see me bigger, I don't want to be bigger. But if you want to see it better, that's the better way to say it. You just do that, okay? Very important. Very important. And I got to have some help now from somebody to put the emails in both of my files side by side like the main one is, because I'm having to go on everything here and just click and do all kinds of stuff, and I've got them all the way down here. Wow. I'm not going to get to all of them. I guess you understand that. Let's go to one here. It says, love the video. Wow. I never got so many emails in my life. Now, listen, I want to give you. I can't get them to come up. I have to keep on double-clicking to get them to come up. Now, why is that? Now, here you are. Loving seeing you on video via the computer. Well, I understand that, Brother Hudson. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Yes, thank you for that. Very, very much. Very, very much. Hey, you are wonderful, friends. I really mean that. I got so many emails that's come in now. I'm not going to get to all of them. But keep sending them, okay? I'll go to them after the program is over. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers.
Yes.
I was just so glad to see you today.
Oh, who is this, Daryl?
Yes.
Hey, Daryl, how are you?
I'm fine. And you come in good on the computer, the smartphone, and the tablet.
You mean you can get me on the smartphone and see it?
Yep.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother, my picture's all over the world. I told a person yesterday I was pretty ugly. And pretty apt to stay that way. And I said, pretty, kind of, you know, took a little time there. And he was looking at me, are you fixing to say you're pretty? And then I finished, pretty ugly and pretty apt to stay that way. But, you know, you see a man and you look, you listen to his words and they sound good. But you look a man in the eye and then you can know if he's real. And you look me in the eye I'm here to tell you, this preacher is for real. I've got to hear the Father say, well done. Nothing else matters with me but hearing my Father say, well done. I am committed to that with everything inside of me. I was looking around for my clock. I moved it so I could see it. Listen, everything inside of me. I've got to hear him say, well done. I've got to hear him say, well done. Let's go here and find another. Thank you so much. Hey, Daryl, I don't want to end with you. You got a question?
I was just wanting to hear you comment more about this blood moon stuff.
Well, you know, the blood moon cannot be an accident. There has to be significance into it. Now, is it as much significance as some people will do? Some people play these things to the hilt, and then they sell a lot. They sell a lot of stuff, make a lot of money. I don't do that. I never make a hype out of these kind of things. I just preach the Bible. I just teach the Bible. You'll never hear this program making a hype out of something that can have some significance, but can also be overplayed. And I think there are a lot of people overplaying the blood moon, but at the same time, I don't think it's an accident. You know, the Jewish people have something in their thinking that I love. They say that there's no such thing as accidents. They say it this way, accidents are never kosher. Accidents are never kosher. No, that's wrong. Accidents, right. Accidents are never kosher. Everything that happens to us has reason and has meaning. And I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
God bless you, Daryl. You are very precious, okay? Very precious. I love you dearly. I love you dearly. It looks great on our smart TV in our living room. Smart TV in our living room. What kind of TV is that? And they sent me a picture. Hey, how about that? Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jessica. You're just kind of special. Woo! Well, how about that? Let me cut that thing down and let the ladies answer the phone. It was ringing in my ears. Hey, y'all remember doing that. Hey, you know, doing something like this is so exciting. And I know that you can tell that I always am excited. There's no way to keep me from being excited. I love everything I do. And if I'm preaching the gospel and telling people that this is infallible, that this is the infallible word, that Jesus did arise from the grave, and that we're right on the doorway of the rapture. You cannot take these blood moons, the feast of first fruits, and then the coming fall feast of tabernacles, when the next blood moon occurs, the feast of not tabernacle, that's the thousand-year millennial reign, the feast of trumpets. You see, there's 40 feasts, over 40 different days in the feast of trumpet. Well, there's actually 47, because the 40th day they blow 7 trumpets, actually 46. So there's 39 days they blow a trumpet. That's part of the Feast of Trumpets. And then there's the day's break when they don't blow a trumpet. They say that's to deceive the devil. And then there's the next day they blow 7. And that's the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, that, I believe, is a type of the rapture. Do I believe it's coming on that date? I don't say that. I just believe he's coming. I don't think you can say he's not coming today. I'm looking for him today. So you never say anything that puts God in a box when it comes to the rapture. But is it a type? I believe it is. I really do. I believe it is a type. Now, let me hear from you. I'm trying my level best to get as many of you in as I can. It looks great on our smart. Did I just put that up? Well, I'm sorry. I've done that before. Thank you. This is somebody else saying thank you. I love that. I really do. I love to bless you. But then when you, try to bless me back a little, please. Pastor, wait a minute. Pastor, so nice to hear and see you at the same time. Thank you, Mark and Joan. God bless you. My, thank you all out there. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. I want you to come as many as you can and hear me preach in the morning on this subject, the resurrection and the blood moon. The resurrection and the blood moon. You see, all of these things just fit together like fingers in a glove. I mean, we are right on the verge of the King's coming. We really are. And we have a book. This is a study book that I've done. And everybody out there should have a copy of this. The Seven Feasts of Jehovah. The seven feasts are not the seven feasts of Israel. They're the seven feasts of Jehovah. And this is a study book that gives you, it shows that Jesus was crucified on Wednesday, not on Friday. Wednesday, not on Friday. I just have it full of things. And in the back half, I've got a recopied old outdated book that was originally printed in Hong Kong. Really was. I don't know. I tried to find a date, but there's none in it. But it's completely outdated. And so we printed it in the back of this book. And it is worth this study book. It really will. And you can call the ladies in order, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now grab your phones and let's really keep those ladies busy. Remember, anybody that will make a contribution today to help us with this new beginning, and I need a lot of you. I really do. This has been a slow month being tax month, and I need to hear from you this week. I really do. I started several weeks ago on a 25,000 effort. I'm not quite at five, so I've got 20 to go. So if you could give 1,000, or you could give 100, 500, you could give 50, 10, whatever you give. Everybody that gives anything over the next 2 weeks will get a DVD copy of this broadcast. This first broadcast of Open Bible Dialogue on video. First Open Bible Dialogue telecast. That's a good new name. I like that. Hey, the ladies are waiting for you to call them. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I'll try to take time for some more of these emails. I don't know how many I got. It's run completely off the screen. And so I'm just kind of making every effort I can. And those I don't get to read. All right, I'll go to the phones. My little wife, hey, you want to come over here and let them see my darling? That's my Juanita, and she doesn't want to come in and let you look at her, but she's a beautiful thing. She'll be 80 in November the 3rd, and she is so beautiful. I just don't, I know, I feel sorry because so few men have a wife that's so beautiful that I have at 80 years old. I am really one blessed man. Hey, Brother Joe, Pastor Joe, loving seeing you on the video via the computer. Thank you there very, very much. Hey, I'm trying to get to more of these, and I got calls. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, this is Kenny.
Hey. How does it look, Kenny?
It looks and sounds great. I'm talking to you on my work phone. All I have is an iPod, and when I pulled you up on my iPod, you were saying, I'm just the mailman, so.
Yeah, I'm just the mailman.
So, yes, it can be picked up on any device.
Any device. You know what? The software, they tell me, that has been purchased for this system for me, is software that on the fly, as it goes through the air, in other words, it will adapt to whatever a person is trying to pick it up on. Is that not amazing?
You know, God said that in the end, technology would be increased. I mean,
let me tell you what's going to happen, Kenny. I believe before long, and this has got to happen, that there will be the capacity in the internet and the software within the internet that when this message is sent out and it's going to people in Malaysia, that it will be translated through the air so that when it reaches a Malaysian, they will hear it in their language.
Probably will be possible now.
It may be, but I've just been thinking how imperative that would be for the Antichrist. He will need that when he presents himself in the middle of the 7 years in the temple in Jerusalem, and he calls himself the Christ, and he's actually an idol image, and it turns to life, and then he controls the world. He's got to have the ability to speak to everybody on the face of the globe in their language, and I believe by then computer. And as you said, it may already be available. We'll actually translate the language in the air as it goes.
Well, the reason I called was the four blood moons that's being talked about a lot lately. You know, don't take nothing lightly. I understand that, you know, the four blood moons is, you know, people's got good stuff to say and bad stuff to say about it. But what I wanted to share was, like I said to you the other day, in Genesis 1:14, it said, and God said, let there be light in the firmaments of the heavens, and to divide the days from the night, and to let there be signs and for seasons. Now, in the Hebrew, signs means signals.
Yes.
And seasons don't mean spring, summer, winter, and fall. It's appointed feast days.
Oh, boy, appointed feast days. So it ties right to this sermon today, that everything in this Bible has significance. Everything above us has significance. Everything around us has significance. We're just living in the fulfillment of the Bible. We ought to be the happiest generation that there ever was to live in such beautiful fulfillment of God's divine revelations.
Well, I've seen you hold up the seven candlestick menorah, a picture of menorah.
Yes.
Those are appointed feast days.
Exactly.
And like you said, the next one is the Feast of Trumpets, which, you know, it symbolizes the rapture of the church. So when we read about, you know, God said there'll be signs in the heavens. And, you know, just where Israel missed their, when they missed the Messiah then, Jesus tells us right now to watch and to be ready. And, you know, a lot of this stuff ain't just happening to be happening.
No, sir.
You got scoffers that's going to say, ah, oh, that's happened for a long time. God's trying to tell America something.
I agree with you. I believe there is. I wouldn't have it on the air if I didn't believe there was significance to the blood moon. I just don't believe that should be the center of our message. We need to build it into the understanding of the feast days, into the understanding of the crucifixion and the resurrection. We need to look at what Peter said in Acts 2, signs in the sun and moon on the earth, all kinds of trouble. I mean, we're living in it, right in the fulfillment of it.
I tell you something else that's something to think about.
Yes.
The first blood moon that we just had the other night was not visible in Israel, but it was visible to all of North America. And we are living in the times, the closing times of the church, the Gentile age. So, you know, it's just something pointing to where, you know, soon God's going to turn his eye back towards the Jewish people.
Oh, yes, that is in the making, brother.
And the time of the Gentiles is coming to a close.
Well, I believe that. Thank you so much, Ken. You're always a blessing. You're a wonderful part of our church family. And I love you dearly. You know that. Hey, call us quickly. Call us quickly if you would. I hit the wrong button there. I'm sorry. Call us quickly. We're here because we care about you. We're here because we care about you. Grab your phone. Listen to me. This is the first telecast of Open Bible Dialogue all over the globe. Can you believe it? Australia, here we come. South Africa, here we come. Russia, here we come. Ukraine, here we come. All over the Middle East, all over South America. It is a thrill. I want you to know something. We're not here just to put on a show. We're not here just to do something beautiful. We're here to tell you Jesus is coming, and you need to get ready. If you've never been born again, you've never repented and turned from your sins, the hour is here for you to repent and turn from your sins and give your life to Christ. Now, the phone numbers to call is 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. You can call us from anywhere in the world by dialing the numbers out of your country and into our country. You would need to get those from your own telephone service. We can't give them. We don't know them. They're different in every country. But once you get in America, by your telephone, 704-391-0588. But you can email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. And I want to hear from you. And I want partners all over the globe, because we are praying for the latter rain outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a great worldwide revival among the remnant. I mean, much of the world will care nothing for it. The wicked will care nothing for it. The liberals will care nothing for it. But anywhere there's a true heart, they will care for it. They will care for it. Very, very important. Very, very important. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, somebody's got to put that on hold. All right, let's go to one here. You on the air. Hey, you got to put them on hold before you tell me, and then I can take care of it, okay? Grab a phone, will you? Grab a phone, please. Let me see if you're there. Are you there? You're there? All right. Let me see if I can help do it myself. I don't know. I'll try. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? Are you there? Hello? All right, nobody there. Give me a call quickly. Call back, and y'all must put it on hold in there. That one was not on hold, and I couldn't take it. Hey, grab a phone. I'm here to help you. I'm here to be a blessing to you. I really am. Forgive me. I'm going to have to turn from the camera some and take care of my business. You understand that. And I promise you, give it my best. And I want to tell you, if you just joined us, you're looking into the sanctuary right through my door. This is my office door. I've got one, of course, that goes out in the hall. But this one goes into the sanctuary. The first thing I see is the altar. The next thing I see is the pulpit. And then to my right, you can't see it, is the cross that hangs on the stained glass window. That's the three focus points of this church. We believe in the altar. They that dwell at the altar shall be partakers of the altar. Everybody should spend much time praying in an altar. You can have one at home. You can have one out in one of your buildings on your property. You can put you one out in the woods, but have an altar. And the church altar is a wonderful place. And then the pulpit. The center of this church is the preaching of the gospel. That should be true in every church. If your church centers on anything other than the preaching of the gospel, you need to find you a different church. The preaching, this word, that's the center of God's great kingdom. God has ordained that by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. He really has. And I want every one of you to be saved. I think we've got a call here now. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
In the eastern Ukraine, in the disputed territories.
You're who now?
Jews are being forced to identify themselves if they own any property. And that happened almost exactly. I'm not sure if it's the exact day of the blood moon, just before or just after.
Well, all kinds of things are blending together, brother. It's the coming of the Lord is at the door. Thank you for sharing that, okay? Hey, give us a call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Got all kinds of emails waiting on me here. Let me see if I can take one or two. Someone who came to my door said that Jesus didn't resurrect bodily, but only as the spirit. What does the Bible say? Well, let's take the time when Jesus, remember, when Thomas was in the room, he said, reach hither your hand and thrust it in my side. Put your fingers in those nail prints in my hand. Now, is that a spirit with nail prints in the hands and the place, the wound from the spear in the side? Is that a spirit or is that a body? That's crazy stuff. Don't even let those kind of people in your house. Do not let Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons and cult people, don't let them in your door. Don't let them in your door. What do you do when they come to your door? Here's what I do. I go out on the porch or out in the yard, whichever is convenient, and I say to them, let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. And then I said, when I get through, I want you to tell me what Jesus has done for you. And do you know, they never stay long enough for me to tell them what Jesus has done for me. They never stay long enough. They really do not. They really do not. Now, I'm looking for other people who've sent emails, and I'm not sure I'm getting everybody, and I'm very concerned. I'm concerned because I don't want to fail any of you. Every one of you are important. Here's one. Let me take some here. Do you think churches that have Saturday Easter egg hunts? Hey, Mama, come here. Come here just a minute, baby. Please, I want everybody to see my sweetheart. This is my Juanita. You smile right at that, darling. I love you to death, darling. She's been faithful 41 years with this radio program. Isn't she beautiful? I told you she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Hey, here's an email. Do you think churches that have Saturday Easter egg hunts and bunnies are dabbling with the pagan god Ishtar? Absolutely. Easter eggs are nothing but attention to the goddess, pagan god Ishtar. Bunnies are the same thing. I mean, there's nothing biblical about that at all. Nothing biblical about that at all. Why do people do things like that? Why do people do things like that? I can't figure that out. I never have been able. And you know, I remember when we used to do it. I'm sorry, forgive me. I remember when we used to do it. I didn't know. Here's a special person. What a marvelous blessing. I can get you now on my iPad and iPhone. Wow. The Lord is so wonderful. What beautiful timing. Right on the precious Holy Weekend. You look great. Would be nice to see your beautiful wife, Miss Chambers. You just saw her. Isn't she lovely? But she's busy. She's answering phones someday. Well, sometime. Well, you just saw her. So very excited and grateful to Jesus for his faithfulness. Love you, Pastor. To God be the glory. in Christ, Cherie Price. Thank you, Cherie. What a blessing you are. What a blessing. Hey, I got so many emails here, I don't know where to go. Here's from Valerie. I did not think anything but that you act friendly. I do the same and meet many kind people. Thank you. Thank you. Here's another. There's a small square on the bottom right of the video that makes it go to full screen or back to normal. No need for the circle wheel roll. The small square on the bottom right. Small square on the bottom right. Is that the one? Yeah, I see it. Small square on the bottom right, and you hit that, and it goes to full screen. All right, everybody hear that? Small square on the bottom right. I presume that's it. If not, find it. You may lose it. That's what happens to me all the time. I go to find something. Instead of finding it, I lose it. Working fine on both. Picture great. Audio great. Wow. I'm not going to get the half of them. I'm so grateful. Can you describe the saints' resurrection body? Hey, that's good. Can you describe the saints' resurrection body? The Bible says it will be a new body. The Bible said we will know even as also we are known. The Bible said we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. You hear those three things. We shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. We shall know even as we are known. We will have a glorified body, and I will still be Joseph Chambers. And you will be whoever you are, Valerie or Cherie or Amy or whoever. You'll be whoever you are, and we all together. I mean, it is breathtaking to think of all of this. It is breathtaking to think of all of this, you know, that God is so good to us. Good afternoon, Mr. Chambers. Looking great and good from South Carolina. You're doing a great job and coming and sounding good. Thank you for what you do. God bless Billy Joe. God bless you, Billy Joe. And, you know, I've got so many more here. Your video looks great. Well, all of you, I love you. It's been wonderful. That's gobs of messages. Keep sending them. I'm going to read them all. I'm going to read every one of them. Now, if you want a free copy of this CD, I will give it to you of this broadcast, a great celebration, a great moment in my life, a great moment in the work of this church. And if you would like a DVD, I do need a gift from you. Any gift we get over 10, all the way to 1,000, and maybe somebody out there who's got money that you don't know what to do with it. You're looking for holes to bury it. Don't bury it. Send it and let us use it for the gospel. Our missionary from Haiti will be here in 2 or 3 weeks, and we're going to need to give him a good offering. Send me some for the school and the home for children in Haiti. We'll bless them with it. I promise you. What a joy. What a joy. Well, love to preach to you tomorrow. It would be a joy. I'm preaching the resurrection and the blood moon, trying to bring it all together, trying to give you a picture beyond anything of the resurrection and how all of these other things are fitting in and just bringing the whole mesh together. I mean, every finger of the spiritual hand is coming together. Everything is falling in place. We're right on the verge of the coming of the Lord. It is even at the door. Now, I've got a couple of minutes here. Let me tell you again about this wonderful notebook, The Seven Feasts of Jehovah. It's available. We've got a lot of them out there. We'd love for you to have one to dig in and study these seven feasts. You'll find out that keeping the Lord's Day holy, Sunday, not Saturday, but Sunday, is one of the most beautiful biblical truths there is. Those who call and give us your address for a free CD, this is free CD, I will send you a copy of today's material that goes on the Internet. If you're on the Internet, you'll get it on the Internet if you're in our email. But otherwise, I'll send you a free copy. You may want a free copy anyway to give to somebody, to make copies of for a Bible study, to use in a Sunday school class. And this is all about the Feast of First Fruits, the resurrection, a little bit about the blood moon, not much. I'll preach that in the morning. I really will. And I'd love for you to have this. I would love for you to have this. And I got to get me. All right, let me take a call here online, too. I haven't had the time. I've just got so much here today. You on the air. Hey, you got to put it on hold. Hey, y'all, you have to put it on hold. I can't take them until you real quickly and easily put them on hold. Do it, and then come back to me, okay? I think I got it. Now you on the air. May I help you, please?
Well, hey there.
Hey.
This is, I know you from many years ago, brother.
You got to say it quickly. I got just 10, 15 seconds. Is this Kennedy?
What are you saying?
Is this Mark Kennedy?
No, it's Bill Keaton.
Bill Keaton. Okay, Bill, good to have you. God bless you. Are you enjoying the telecast?
I am. I used to play bass with Kyle Taylor, and I just want to let you know.
Hey, you kidding?
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Where's Kyle?
I'm listening to you on the radio now. And
is Kyle still living?
Yes, he is.
Tell him I said hello.
I will do so.
Would you send me his telephone number by email?
I will do so.
JRC at paulcreek.org. I want to call him.
Okay, I'll do it.
I love him. Maybe we could have a celebration for the Kyle Taylor Singers and do it here at Paul Creek. Wouldn't that be good?
It would be, but I'm sure he'd love to hear from you.
All right, I'll call him. God bless you. Got to go. Hey, you are wonderful out there, friends. I know the time is gone. The time is gone. I love you. Let's hear from you. Want you to be involved in what we are doing. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You're wonderful.
And we shall.